Hello guys, what is up? This is Jenny and we're back with, of course, the Nightcast podcast. I miss you guys. It's the month of October and we're down to 1 month before a new year start. Or a new year starts. And anyways, how have you been? I mean, how are you guys? It's rainy. It's rainy? It's a rainy day and it's rainy ever since last month, I think. It was a rainy season, especially here in the Philippines. Whenever it comes to burn months, the months that, you know, that ends with September, their names ends with burr. Coldness. Coldness is the word, or cold is the word that you can connect with or apply. And how are your cold days, cold evenings? Do you have anyone to cuddle with? Do you have your pillows and blankets to cuddle with you? If you don't have one, then buy one. And if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, well, it's okay. As long as you're enjoying yourself and as long as you're happy, contented, there's nothing to worry about. Anyways, since it's a cold day for all of us, I would just like to share how cold a love can be, right? The season is cold, it's rainy. Unlike for other countries, they have winter, they have autumn, even spring, or etc. But here in the Philippines, of course, it's rainy seasons. So, rainy season. And we do have a cold, but a gloomy day. It's not sunny at all. Anyways, yeah. Have you experienced a cold love or relationship? You know what? There are people who experience countless of devastations and frustrations with their partners in relationships. And for others who are still beginning to know each other, like courting and dating and such, it's gonna fall apart due to unknown circumstances, especially for the part of a woman who thinks that she's the only one in the man's life or in a man's heart. But within this guy's intention, you know, sometimes they also experience the same. Well, it has a connection with our season. It's cold, isn't it? We do not want too cold or too hot. Or, I mean, we do not want over coldness and over hotness to transfer the vibe. To transfer, it's gotta be another way around. It should be more of a balance. If we do not have a balance in a relationship, and we do not have a balance within ourselves, it's kind of difficult to do and say the same thing at the same time. For an example, I told you that you need to be like this. You need to be more open about your relationship, but I myself can't apply it, right? I cannot apply it. It's hard to say or to tell something about such circumstances which are not that sure, or we're not sure enough. There's no certainness in everything. Disclaimer, if you hear the rain, or I mean, if you hear the raindrops, yeah, it's probably too loud because I'm using this mic or microphone. Maintaining balance between someone whom you have a different characteristic, or I mean different personality, it's really difficult to perform or difficult to conform with, because you have to look at the two sides of the coin and you need to explore, to look beyond what you're seeing, what your naked eye is trying to tell you. It's like the star. For an example, the Betelgeuse. I don't remember how to pronounce such. I think it's Betelgeuse. Yeah, Betelgeuse. Okay. Betelgeuse star. Okay. For example, it's a Betelgeuse star, and your naked eye sees that it's so small, but beyond our reach, beyond light years ahead, it's big. And that is the relationship for you. You see the small things, you see the small scope of the reality of what lies beyond between your relationship with your partner or within yourself. And then after which, if you look beyond to everything, and if you focus on how to deal with it, you'll see the bigger side. You'll see the wider picture that it is trying to depict, or that is trying to tell you. That is the hard way, or the hard part in being a relationship. Balance is just everything. Do not tell promises. This is in connection with the episode 8. This is the episode 9 of the Nightcast podcast, and we're down to the last episode next time, so I hope that you'll wait. And kidding aside, you make promises. Okay, I believe you. I believed you. And then afterwards, you'll tell me that, you know, this is not gonna work. This is gonna fuck up. This will never gonna work. This will never, ever even conform to what we want. And with your promises, I can't fulfill it, right? It's hard to say that once that person starts believing you. And it will be hard to believe in you later on. Or it will be hard to believe you later on because you broke the trust. You broke the promise. And trust comes with lies, and lies comes with broken promises. Because if you ask someone or something, I mean, if you ask someone about something, did you get this? No, trust me, I promise. And then you're lying. And afterwards, they've known what happened, they've known what they've done, you're screwed up. And you fucked up. Sorry for the word or the term. But it's a reality, you know. Anyways, I will not let this go any further. I mean, we're not gonna look into a different perspective. We're like, remember this. Balance comes with the purity in your relationship. If you have balance between how to be hot or how to spice the things up or spice things up, and how to still maintain that respect in your relationship without trying to overcross each other's boundaries, you will be fine. But sometimes, if it's already toxic and you need some time to cool down or to move away from those problems or those toxicities that happened between you and your partner or in your relationship, you need to settle down for now. You need to tone down a bit. It would help you move on from your problem. Or if this relationship doesn't work anymore, and if you don't really want to bring back the former spark or the old spark between you two, then I think it's time to cut it off. It's not just my mere opinion, but it's based on my experience too, you know. If you don't have the spark in that relationship anymore, why hold on much longer if you're the only one who is trying to save that relationship? I've been through that tough time. Most of the time, a lot of times before. I kept on asking myself, I kept on trying to forgive this person, trying to be understanding as much as possible, but he cannot give it to me. You know, he didn't give it to me. So why would I? Why would I bring that back after all of those times that I've tried to forgive him, tried to understand him? Why now? Maybe I forgave him 5 times, 10 times already, but it still keeps on doing that. Some people may call you martyr, but it is different when you feel different towards that person. It's a different vibe, it's a different feeling that you instill to yourself. And even though there are a lot of times, a lot of processes or steps that you took and you still kept on forgiving that person, of course, you'll get tired at the end of the day. Like what I've said, they will call you martyr and such, but don't worry about the term martyr, because people who loves the most tends to forget their dispositions because of the situation that they're in. And I learned that too from my subject, political psychology. React on different situations and our dispositions might change just because in the situation or the environment that we are in. And that is with the love that we have, right? It is a different situation, so it's different from the other, so they need to shut up. So if they want to give advice or to suggest something, they should say it nicely, not too mean or whatever. But, you know, as a friendly advice, do not hold on a relationship that is trying to crumble down because of the other person's fallout, or because of his fault, or because of her fault. If you kept on forgiving this person, and this person is not trying anything, or not trying to perform every duty that he or she has as a partner, you should cut ties. Yes, you love that person, but how long will you risk everything for this person? How long will you endure the pain? How long will you keep on forgiving that person within the same reason over and over again? We have to think about that. That is why balance is really important. It's not about the balance of not having another person to love or not having an affair, but it's the balance that before committing that problem, you know, I mean, I'm not a pro cheater, but let's put it this way. Things get out of hand due to circumstances that we are in. And for example, you fought, and your fought became too big for you to understand each other, and there's toxic and everything, and the other one is trying to fit in on other people's lives and trying to find another woman to love or find another man to love. And before that happens, to prevent that from happening, you need the balance. Because without balance, there is no order, there is no peace. Two things will always conflict. Your love, your brain, your heart, your brain, or your love, your knowledge, and then your brain and your heart. It is what it is. Sorry. You have to figure out how to purposely put and align yourself with what is happening around you. It is really hard to find a genuine love. It is hard to find a rare or it's rare to find a true love nowadays. Because if you see or if you think about it, even 10-year relationships don't really last longer than they are. Sometimes it was just meant for them to continue that long, to learn more, to gain more, and to have an experience and to train themselves for the next big thing that is going to happen in their lives. And sometimes those big things that happen in their lives are not necessarily good as what we expect or as what we know. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to the Nightcast podcast. I know I have my few share of debts to you, my page on Twitter. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm kind of busy, and it's really busy for us right now because it's a busy month, busy year. Because I'm a junior in college, third year in college. It's harder than what I've imagined. So thank you so much for trying to bear with me and bearing with this channel. I hope that you'll still enjoy my other episodes and the episodes or more episodes to come. Please wait for my further announcements. Thank you so much and ciao.